our last board meeting.
Okay, it's recording again.
Okay, we're back into the normal meeting. What's next?
You need to.
Okay, a motion for the Christmas considerations.
Oh, yeah.
So the motion could just be that you continue at the same.
I forgot about that. Okay, we need a motion to approve the Christmas considerations, say the bonuses.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And the hams.
Okay, quick discussion about hams, if you want. And it doesn't, I mean, you can, it's not over the limit, so we can just do it. But you can vote if you'd like that we do the hams again this year. Up to you.
Someone might want to make a motion to approve the hams?
I mean, they just show up at my door, so I don't really care.
I'll make a motion when we give out Christmas hams to the same people as we have in the past.
Perfect.
All right. We have a second on that?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All right.
We will include a couple other people, just so you know.
Yeah.
Not hams, but like we do a little gift
right.
to our legal partners and to Rob at Midtown Manor and
Brian
and then the Monument
Jason.
People.
Remember, Leo gets two.
There's a few people. There's a few other people, too.
Yeah, we'll throw a few
our auditors.
Next.
Yeah, we usually send them something.
Ripen the honors for the ham. There you go. That's Southern Utah.
It's a valued partnership.
Of course it is.
So,
anything else?
Let's see. Compliance. I need to cover compliance. Did that make the list? You got to make sure that it's on the agenda.
Compliance?
Compliance, yeah. Got to be its own separate item.
It's not its own row, but you need its own.
I think it was with Amy's stuff is where we had it. Yeah.
No, that's different. So compliance is like fraud. So we have
the
lighthouse hotline.
Oh.
Yeah. And so in reviewing the fraud hotline, no activity on the fraud hotline. We're working to maintain all of our participation, all the compliance issues related to being a critical access hospital. So things are going quite well there. No compliance issues at all. So.
All right.
Now that's all I have.
Anybody else?
Did we want to talk about a date in January for Midtown Manor?
Please.
Oh, yeah. To go up and see the facility.
I just want to say, I think Dennis Miller will be really missed.
Oh, I wanted, yeah. We need to do something. The hospital, something
we did a.
No, I know. I mean, I think like a plaque or something. I'm serious.
I see what you're saying.
I think we need to put something up for Dennis.
He spent a lot of years.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
And his due diligence was sometimes
was
overboring.
Due diligence.
Yeah, I really would like to do something for him out here somewhere, some sort of a thing, because. Still,
And Mrs. Miller finished her book.
She did?
She did. And she will actually start selling them like the 1st of December. This will be her third book. And she told me her last.
How's she doing?
You know, I haven't gone up to see her, Scotty.
I
saw her before, and it was just a really rough situation at home.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to propose a date? Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah. Sorry.
Wednesday's good. Do you want to pick a Wednesday? We would probably do this in lieu of board meeting.
Okay.
So.
Do you want to do like the 21st? That's the third Wednesday. Don't we normally do the board meetings on third Wednesdays? That'd be January 21st.
You could do either.
14.
I think, I'm just trying to think, but is there any political reason why sooner would be better?
How about a legislative session?
So I think the 21st, 14th, whatever you want to do, 21st is fine too.
We want to reach out to Rob.
Do you want to see if there's a date better for him?
Yeah, I'll ask either one, and then what time would be good? It's It's about a 3-hour drive, isn't it, from here? Mm-hmm. Like at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock?
We could go and do lunch and then...
Do 11 and then lunch or do...
Yeah, let's do 11 and then leave here at 8, be up there by 11, tour, lunch, come home.
That works.
Yeah. What day?
He's gonna check with Brian. Whichever works best.
Okay, let's... 20, yeah, let's
21 or 14
14
or 21. I will put it on.
We'll let you know soon, so you'll have
okay.
time.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of him and find out.
Yeah, that's...
And so I don't, I know we're probably not supposed to, but I am really concerned about the, because I can see it coming really as plain as day, the shortage of nursing staff.
Yeah. Yeah, slowly. That's what we talked
And I'm
about
worried. I'm worried this time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so are we. What we talked about this morning was that we'll be okay 2 years from now, but.
No, it's
years.
Right now that...
That's why I said getting to the 2 years
like,
would be hard.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking there should be some type of plan in place, like, pretty soon here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep, we're on it.
Yeah.
On it already, so...
So how does that work, Scott? Do they just kind of put it out there to start looking for new nurses to come, or how does that work?
Well, there's job. So we've had a job open for almost a year.
Seriously.
So you
yeah.
can go
no,
to...
No, it's advertised. It's constant. We've okay. been recruiting. And so we have plenty of nurses that will come, but they're all LPNs. This is what we talked about this morning. They're LPNs. Now, LPNs, kind of like a PTA. It's like they can do some things, but they can't do other
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
So...
And that worries me, too.
Right. And so right now that works because we have to pair an LPN with an RN.
Yes.
And that works. But... The day is coming where we're not going to have enough RNs to supervise all
exactly.
the LPNs.
Right.
So then we
so,
can't do some things
exactly.
in the ER, so we have to have an RN.
And this may be a silly statement, but we are in contact with all the nurses, all the schools. And stuff.
Amy's really good at that. She's
yeah.
talking to Southwest Tech. She's talking to the SU, okay. all those. We do a lot of rotations here, and we got
right.
two LPNs, who are going to be RNs, but they're not going to live here. But they are working here, and they're taking some of the pressure off right now. There's already 3 nurses from Beaver that come down to help out. So that's already ongoing. So we've got that going on. That can be more.
There's some large incentives too with bonus shifts and things like uh-huh. that are in place.
So all of that is in place. We've also got Darren and Amy that cover.
Right.
You know, so we've built
right.
that into their position so that
right.
they've got time to be able to be here. So we've covered that as well. And so... Anyway, yeah, we've got some locals that, like I said, 2 years out.
I could just see us having to hire January 1st a traveling nurse or 2 traveling nurses. Or,
oh, I could see that already.
And
yeah.
that's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Then, me and you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.